This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
111 years ago today, at 5:13 a.m.
Okay.
The great San Francisco earthquake
happened. Oh, it was today.
Yeah.
I heard about this, you know, for years, and we've been here about 20 years, the survivors gather at this fountain, which they call Lotus Fountain, but although it's spelled Lotus.
Yeah, I never know where it is, though.
It's on Market Street.
Market in, like, where?
Like, close to between 2nd and 3rd, right in that area.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, the survivors gather there, and apparently there are still survivors 111 years later. Is that possible? They're out there this morning doing a big
really?
Report.
Oh, really? I thought the last one just died last year.
I wonder if it's like
or year and
family
a half
of survivors.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's it.
Like year after year they gathered there. Mm. I mean, 111. Didn't we just hear the oldest person on Earth?
117.
Or the last person from...
Yeah, but people like stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. I keep hearing people like to go to their reunions, high school reunions and stuff, and I've never done that.
You ever going to do
it? You wouldn't enjoy that?
No, I've never done that.
Would you do it?
I haven't done it, won't do it.
I would love to do that.
Your high school? Well, why haven't you then?
I just haven't been able to in the past.
I did it too.
High school and a grammar school one.
A grammar school
one?
I
did the grammar and the high too.
These two people were dressed in our same uniforms. As when we were kids, I walk up and Karina is wearing the little uniform we had to wear, and Mark is wearing the boys' uniform. It was the funniest thing. It's all small and stuff.
Oh.
It was hilarious.
I was surrounded by a bunch of divorced people. I'm like, yikes.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing that. I'm friends with a lot of people from my high school on Facebook now, and it would just be funny to... go back and
still,
see what everyone's doing.
Back to my point, which is people like stuff.
They
I
do.
Mean, you're saying, I might do that, but you still haven't done it.
True.
There are people who are on lock. They're at that stuff. They go.
Well, it's their thing.
I'll be there.
Me and you, Zat.
I mean, I'm not going to go again.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh, that's it? You've had enough?
Yeah, that was good. Thanks. Bye.
Don't you think, though, as the older you get and the better you continue to look, that you'll just go in just to lord it over the other, like, look at me. Still totally hot.
It was kind of cool.
I can imagine.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Look at 50. What's happening?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, today in 1906, the great San Francisco earthquake struck at 5:13 in the morning.
It's basically right at the corner of 3rd and Market.
That's where the fountain is.
Yes.
It was estimated at, they say, around 8 on the Richter scale, between 7.9 and 8.3.
Wow.
Followed by raging fires that took weeks to fully contain. About 700 people died, and about 250,000 were left homeless. Everybody needs to have their earthquake preparedness kit. What are we? Is this the fountain?
That's the fountain.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Wow. I feel like I've never seen that before.
I see it all the time.
That's
I see it
funny.
All the time.
Huh.
It's on the way to Union Square. Like, if you go down Battery right here and turn right on Market and go up. Try to hit Gary.
Uh-huh.
Is it in the center of the street? Where is it?
It's like right on the kind of like an island.
Yeah.
Where you can jump.
It's tall. It's I expect.
It just stands alone.
Yeah. It almost looks
really
like a weird old grandfather clock kind of thing.
Right.
It's very upright and
see
very
right
tall.
There? On the left is Market. On the right here down the block is Gary.
Oh, okay.
You go straight to Union Square right there.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a
I roam all
color.
Those areas, but
I don't know. I feel like I've never seen that.
This is Columbus. Is that Columbus? Or Kearney? I'm not sure. Hooman, do you remember?
Yeah, I do. It's basically at the 3rd and Market.
Yeah, but
right
3rd
there.
Turns into some street.
It becomes like Geary and Kearney.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's right around there. All right. I'll have to keep my eyes peeled for that. I feel like I've never seen that thing before. Where does the fountain part come in? It doesn't really...
That fountain's at the bottom. You see the little spigots?
Oh, that little...
Yeah, there's four.
Oh, you can... Tiny little spigots on the side.
I'm sure that I've walked past that while people were going to the bathroom in it and was like, I'm not going to look over there because there's someone using that.
I was there when
that's
they
that area,
the 100-year anniversary. And
oh, you went for the 100-year?
Well, you sent me there. It was during the.
Well, it was, you know, 11 years ago. Years. I can't imagine.
I think I did too.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's hard to believe how fast time goes by. 111 years ago. Anyway, so that's today is the day we commemorate that. So this book that Caitlyn Jenner has coming out, already I'm seeing some, there seem to be some issues with what, I mean, yesterday, the little excerpt that we saw, she basically was saying, I've had gender reassignment surgery. That's happened. Don't ask me about it. This is the last time I'm ever going to talk about it. Today, the excerpt is that she still has some junk. So.
What?
I know.
What does that mean?
She still has her wiener.
Oh. I mean, well, when you say some junk, I...
Well, I don't know what parts of it she's got,
but...
The eggs
like,
were cut off.
They left the balls behind?
I don't know. I don't know. Works.
So, in a new excerpt from the book, it's called The Secrets of My Life by Caitlyn Jenner. She discusses her sex life, or lack thereof, or, you know, she sort of rambles about what it might be, what it might look like in the future. It's never been a priority for her. She said even when she was Bruce, she just, it was so far down on her priorities list. Like, sex didn't matter. She said, quote, one of the most important things in my life, of the most important things in my life, sex is beyond the bottom. It has been that way for a long time. It doesn't mean she's not interested at all. And when she does think of it, I guess, you know, which gender will it be that she does it with? She says a future female sex companion, not happening, at least for now, and perhaps not ever. As for guys, she says she's never had the inclination to have sex with a man, but she says maybe that attitude might possibly change if I have the final surgery.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I can see why it's down the list because of the... She doesn't enjoy having sex with women. She was married to...
Couple
What's her
people,
name? Chris,
to Chris
Jenner,
Jenner, but she was married to some other lady too.
Elvis's ex-wife, blonde chick. I can't remember her name.
Oh. Whatever.
Chrissy Jenner and Linda Thompson.
Linda Thompson. That's it.
So she hasn't had sex with a man yet. Right. She's put it off. It's become this thing. It's. Right. I'm sure.
How old is she?
67.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the book tour. She is coming here.
Oh.
May 3rd. So let me. You want to
Well, she keeps
saying. You want to see?
Sure, I guess. But I feel like she keeps saying, like, we're not talking about it anymore. And then she throws this in. Maybe removing the last physical appendage of my maleness will make me feel differently about having sex with a man. But she just said that she had. I'm confused.
Well, that's one of the problems with Caitlyn. Did I get that right? Mm-hmm. Is that she has made something that is so interesting, at least to me, so boring. Like, she's really not good at...
holding people's attention.
Yeah.
Well, did you ever see her, when she was Bruce, they would hire her for thousands of dollars as a motivational speaker. Mm-hmm. And even then, the voice kind of droned on.
Yes.
Yeah. But people love hearing him speak. But
right.
Her,
whoa! As Bruce, who was the best all-time athlete on the planet at right. one point. Yeah, there's something to that. I mean, everyone watches the Olympics
right.
or has some idea that it's going on. And for him to have, at the time, him to have dominated the way he did,
sure.
it's a big deal.
Right. Yeah. It's just, it's gotten, I feel sort of sad about the whole thing. Like, he was in the news last week, she was in the news last week talking about how lonely she is,
mm-hmm.
how no one in the family ever reaches out to her, and she just sits at a home alone in her Malibu mansion. And
how's her show doing?
Oh,
it
that's
got canceled.
Gone.
That's got canceled.
Oh.
Yeah. And so she's got this book coming out, and she does the book tour, but I'm sure it's difficult to connect with people.
Does she ever get to make appearances on the Kardashian shows?
Yeah, there's a little bit going on, but Chris supposedly is trying to wrangle her into coming back on the show and talking about the book and
right.
all kinds of stuff. But then she's mad because she's spilling secrets about Chris and the marriage and all stuff.
Well,
It's a confusing situation.
She used to have a lot of family around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was part of a huge family.
She was married and welcome in the house. Now she doesn't have access to the family the way she did. Right. So mm-hmm. she's realizing,
well, and they're
wow,
all busy.
I don't have any friends.
Right.
Right.
That happens.
Mm-hmm.
Do Corey Campbell and Caitlyn Jenner hang out ever?
Corey Gamble?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Supposedly Chris just broke up with him or
oh,
vice versa.
Oh, man.
That was Chris's boyfriend after they broke up. After she broke up with Caitlyn. Yeah, anyway, the whole thing is a little odd just because yesterday we had seen that story where she said, I've had the surgery and that's that and I'm not talking about it again. And now here's another excerpt where she still has a ding-dong, I guess. I don't know. And really, it's not really for us to know.
Well,
but she did put a book out.
There
so
it is. I was
like,
going to say, I mean, if there's a book out and this is something that
she's out there promoting,
it's going to make the news.
Yep. Ice-T
yeah.
is 59 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's actually younger than I thought.
Oh, yeah?
Well, he's been famous for a long time. At least in my world, Ice-T was a rapper, like one of the hardcore rappers early right. on.
His wife, Coco, she of the enormous realm.
Yeah.
The butt that just can't help look at the pictures of, like, holy good Lord. She's 38, so he's got to keep up with her. And he says, you know, there's no slowing down when you got a 38-year-old wife booming like that.
Right.
He told Q magazine that the key to keeping it hot is jungle sex.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
I don't know what that means.
I'm going to tell you. At least this is what Ice-T says it is. He says, there's regular sex, and then there's jungle sex. You can be with your wife and just roll over on it. That's just sex.
Oh, he...
Jungle sex is when you know what it is that gets you turned on and you build up to it. You're taking foreplay a step further. Your girl might want you to put on some mother oil and figure skates for her. If you're willing to accommodate the other one's king, because you're going to take that sex to another level. So that's jungle sex. Nice. And you got to set the mood, human!
That's right. Coldplay and candles, right?
Well, not for Ice-T. For him, it's Sade, Phil Collins, and Enigma.
Phil Collins?
Yeah!
Oh yeah. I could totally.
What? No, you couldn't.
I could.
Come on, to this?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's much hotter than Coldplay.
You do it to this?
No,
I
would.
You wouldn't.
It's nice and
not...
slow right here.
I have a
Come
hard
on.
Time doing it to music, though.
Turn because, this up.
Yeah,
can you
I never
the sound of a vibrator going?
I sure can.
Why?
And then I'm
going to
need
silence.
The. Oh, there we go. Now that I've broken that out, I need the Sade.
Oh, Phil.
I'll use some Sade.
That buzzing is like a mosquito in my ear.
It is a
you
weird
need the quiet
thing,
ones.
But that seems to be many women's idea of, what did he call it? Jungle sex?
Jungle sex.
Can you get the... All right, fine.
Jungle sex means mosquitoes in the form of vibrators. All right, now we got to get to the finishing
Sade,
move here. Let's hit
awesome.
The enigma.
This isn't the right enigma song.
Yeah, this isn't
I know.
The right
What's
enigma.
That one song
they have
that
one
was
song
so that's... popular.
I should ask you guys every time. What song do you guys want?
Hold on.
I don't know the name of it.
I'm sure I have it in here.
Return to Innocence.
Is that what
Oh,
it
that's
is
it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's fast.
Play Susu Studio by
no,
Phil Collins.
No, that song's weak.
And with a vibrator. See if that works for anybody.
Hold on, here it is.
What are you playing?
Oh, yeah. We're about to rock this jungle sex.
Hell, yeah.
I'll be back when this song's over. Bye.
This doesn't do it for
you?
No way.
This song's
we'll
never going to be
watch,
over.
Vinny.
Oh, it's right in
the And the mosquito. Buzzing in our ear.
Oh, yeah.
You got Susu Studio ready?
Oh, are we going? That doesn't seem sexy. That
is
seems
not sexy
Phil
at
Collins.
All. That's, That's a terrible Phil Collins song.
I feel like I'm at a day spa. This is not good.
Oh, no, you're getting a massage. It's massage sex time.
I don't want...
Vinny, you're always looking at massage sex.
Because of the view, and there's... It's not because of this. I'm
just
not
in try
it.
To relax and
no,
enjoy it. Just
I can't.
Somebody get
I
a
feel
turn the vibrator
lame right
on
now.
Him.
There's a naked lady on the bed, and I feel like an idiot. Turn this off.
You get a little groove going.
No. New age lame brain is what I feel like. I gotta get out of here.
Ice-T says, you gotta set the mood. Phil Collins, Sade, and Enigma are his suggestions. He says, you're going to have sex with your girl. You're not going to put on Fight the Power. That's not going to work. Or maybe it will if you're going to have jungle sex. I don't know, he says.
Okay, Ice-T.
There you go.
Take me back.
I love these guys so much.
Studio.
No.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, where's my vibrator? Yeah. Studio.
I try really hard not to take that as an insult.
Which part?
What part?
Well, you know, you're doing all the stuff you can do, and then it still comes down to, can you get the...
Don't take it as an insult.
Just gave you my best moves, and we're still
ending
with
that. Guess your best wasn't good enough.
Just get it from the get-go, okay?
Yeah, just get it from the beginning.
All right.
I know. Poor men. It's so hard for them.
Yeah.
To satisfy us on any level.
Yeah.
Double true.
We still love you, though.
Yep. Keep you around. During the White House Easter egg roll on Monday.
Someone needs to take out the trash.
I just was thinking. Yeah, so I can take out the trash on a rainy day.
Right.
That's why.
Right. Yeah. Can you get my car tuned up? You're the car person. Yeah. Let's
fill it while you're at it.
Yeah.
That's just great.
The White House Easter egg roll happened on Monday. And if you haven't seen it yet, there's a very funny thing where the president and the first lady are standing next to each other as the anthem starts, and she immediately puts her hand over her heart and then elbows him, and he goes, oh, puts his hand up. She's got to remind him. Also at the egg roll, he takes a kid's hat from him and signs it and then tosses it out to the crowd.
The kid's like,
goodbye, hat.
Oh, Donald.
And just for the people who like to bitch about how much... I'm one of these people. How much money he spends at the, quote, Southern White House. There's a website that tracks whether or not Trump is at Mar-a-Lago at any given moment, how much his trips there have cost so far, and what else could be paid for with the taxpayer money it's using up. It's istrumpatmar-a-lago.org if you want to monitor that. Hmm. Adam Sandler on Netflix. It's a thing, man. Like, they just signed him up for a bunch more movies. And while they're not giving us super hard numbers, because they don't have to, the subscribers are eating these movies up, apparently. Netflix says, we continue to be excited by our Sandler relationship, and our members continue to be thrilled with his films. Since the launch of The Ridiculous Six, Netflix members have spent more than half a billion hours enjoying the films of Adam Sandler. The Ridiculous Six came out in December of 2015. That's 17 months ago. And they're saying, basically, it looks like, somebody did the math, sort of. People are watching about 30 million hours of Adam Sandler per month on Netflix, if their half million number is right.
Well, I don't know what they're... I have to believe it's the app users who maybe even don't have cable.
Right.
And who are going to Netflix for their sole TV entertainment and are watching everything that's there.
Right.
And I was telling you just yesterday, Chappelle's stand-up is unbelievable. We all know the Perfect Strangers, Stranger People.
Things.
Stranger Things.
That
I was like, what is he talking about?
I know, it was all perfect. Strangers.
I don't know.
From the 80s?
Yeah. Trying to work my way over there. That, I mean, sure. There's a lot of good stuff on Netflix. They, frankly, are doing a great job.
They are doing a great job. And they even have just regular shows on. They have HGTV shows that you can watch on there.
I don't know about that. I wouldn't. Yeah. There's enough of that on my TV without to Netflix.
I couldn't find them. You know, for a while I was watching that Fixer Upper show, the one I love with Chip and Joe. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't find it the other day. I wonder if something happened with them in HGTV. Anyway, Adam Sandler. He's thrilled. Netflix, they're thrilled.
No
the
pressure.
Partnership no pressure. The partnership continues.
Yeah, I can see why he'd want to do it.
Mm-hmm. What? I can put any piece of crap I want on there, and the people love it.
No pressure, boys. Everyone relax.
Mm. I'm worth $340 million.
We're on the Netflix dime.
Mm. What's coming up in the news?
Oh, so much stuff, including piercings and tattoos and vaping.
Oh.
Places you can go if you want to travel solo. Oh. And more after these.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the Sarah and Vinny show is brought to you by AAA. Get a San Francisco Giants welcome mat with a AAA insurance quote. Online and at branches. Ends June 30th, 2017. Restrictions apply. Coming up this afternoon on Jane's show, Ruth B. is coming to the Alice Lounge for a special private performance this Friday, and you can win your way in. 405 and 505. She's got the guest list going. Remember this song?
Ruth B. In with Jane.
That's right. So she'll be in the lounge here on Friday, and 405 and 505 today. Be listening for your chance to win your way in.
Well.
Yes. Very exciting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Provident Credit Union. Lock in your movable mortgage rate for life with Provident Credit Union. I got a couple texts before we get started. I actually just had these put on my desk. I was having a bummer start to the week, and that iced tea segment really brightened my morning.
Mm, that was nice. Sexy time with iced tea and cocoa.
Someone else said that... Return to Innocence is Enya, not Enigma.
No.
I don't know.
There is an Enya song, and it does sound kind of trippy, dreamy like that. Hold on, let me see if I can find the Enya song.
I'm not into it.
Hers is Orinoco Flow. She has a bunch of songs in our thing here. But no, Return to Innocence is Enigma.
All right.
According to the Alice computer.
Which is never wrong.
It hasn't been wrong so far.
Also, according to YouTube as well.
Confirmed. Well, YouTube knows.
That's true.
408 says, Vinny says he loves Public Enemy. Name four Public Enemy songs. I don't really name songs, to be honest with you. That's not... I really grow up sort of being like the library of...
You can like something and not know everything about it, too,
right.
People.
That's not... In
Just
fact,
relax.
That was sort of...
Oh, we get it. You're the biggest fan.
You know what's weird is actually I heard it referred to as mixtapes, which is a term we didn't use then, but we would put... I had a Sears record player with a cassette part of it,
yep.
And I would play all my punk rock records and fill a cassette tape.
Yeah.
I never really referred to it as a mixtape. It was just the tape I brought to the skateboard ramp. We'd put it on, and it played. You didn't know who the hell was what once it got going.
Right.
I don't know the name of that song. It's just loud and angry.
Right.
Giving me the energy, the vibe I need to try something that's probably going to break my ankle.
At least it will when you're in your 40s. If it doesn't do it now,
right.
Well, you're young and flexible.
But anyway, I do love Public Enemy. I just don't. I mean, I could probably name Force 911 as a joke. Fight the Power, doy. Nah, I'm drawing a blank. I have a bunch of their records.
My wife
though.
Coco has a great behind.
I've seen them play though. I saw them at Yoshi's on Fillmore. That's closed now, right?
Yeah,
I think so. It's something else now.
And then I saw them in the San Diego Sports Arena. They filled a sports arena in the late 80s. Mm. Anyway, sorry, I guess I'm a poser.
Aren't we all?
408.
I'm not. You.
The biggest poser.
No, you know what? If Hooman's not a poser, none of us are.
Right.
We're not posers.
I'm not, he says.
There's our joke of the day. Where's the drum hit? Thank you.
Here's what's happening. We know we're not supposed to drive with our phones. We know or use our phones when we drive.
We do. We're well aware. We are such jerks.
But according to a new study, we use our phones virtually every time we're in the car. Every time, every single time. The study looked at 3.1 million drivers and found they use their phones during 88% of their drives.
That other 12% is lying.
It's 9 out of 10. And the other day I left the house with my kid and, bless you.
Thank you.
And not my phone. And I'm pulling out and my phone came running out of the house to me.
Oh.
She goes, did you forget this? Well, I guess.
I need to be able to get a hold of you at all times.
I think that's
And if you don't have this with you, how will I know? What if something goes wrong? You have the child with you. How did we survive in the days before cell phones? Remember, you'd have to arrange a place to meet at a certain time. Yep. You had to write down directions. I mean, Jesus. How did our mothers not die of worry when we couldn't text them?
During an hour in the car, the average person is looking at their phone for 3.5 minutes.
Damn, Daniel.
That's low.
That seems high to me.
That's
in an hour, 3 minutes?
Yeah,
please.
You're
well,
driving.
Three straight? What are you watching, shows on the thing?
Yeah.
What does it take to look at someone who texted you real quick?
Yeah, to just glance at a text?
I think the bulk of my phone use is actually this winter, the maps has been saving my life or not, but that's not the map's
actually,
fault.
I suppose maps you would be looking at a lot. Although, you know, usually the lady's voice is coming through the speakers.
How'd you do with that oil spill yesterday, Vinny?
Yeah, how'd you
how did you do with that?
I took a route that got me home safely and had been closed for a long time through, but it was open. Huh? But it's one of the ways I took through the rainstorms where the guy was like, where do you think you're going?
Oh.
And I was all through there. And he was like, in that thing, huh? That's I told you guys this story. Yeah. I was all vroom, vroom, vroom.
What? Your Prius.
Yeah, and the Prius. Yeah. He's like, turn it around. Get out of here. When you see orange cones up, don't go through them.
But Dummy. The other guy did. I saw the other guy do it. I thought maybe that was just for...
I thought that meant everyone else. The Boston Marathon was yesterday.
How'd that go?
People ran it. This is a neat story, though. There was a time when women weren't allowed to run marathons. Yeah. Did you hear this story?
KCBS did a thing on it. Like, randomly, some lady who was the first woman to run.
A 20-year-old student at Syracuse University named Catherine Switzer entered in 1967 under the name K.V. Switzer. That way they wouldn't know she was a woman.
How funny, 1967. That seems very late in the game for women to finally be running in marathons.
There's always weirdness related to the dates at which change happened. Right. You just think, that late, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Especially with Black civil rights, you go, oh my God.
Right.
Watching Hidden Figures, and I know they prettied that up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're watching some ugly white people behavior and thinking, that's probably pretty by comparison to how it really was.
What actually happened.
So, and that was what, the 60s?
Mm-hmm.
Hidden Figures?
Yep.
So, anyway, you're right. There's a famous black and white photo of an official trying to rip her number off about 2 miles into the race, but her boyfriend shoved him out of the way. She ended up finishing in 4 hours, 20 minutes, which is a solid run. That's 26 miles. Now, 50 years later, she just ran it again.
Wow.
She's 70 years old and hadn't run a marathon since 2011, but she finished the Boston Marathon yesterday in 4 hours, 44 minutes, and 31 seconds.
Jeez. That's a respectable time, 70-year-old lady.
Oh.
It's crazy.
For anyone.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to get into that rap I had one time that... I still kind of believe. But
move the finish line.
Well, at some point, come on. Are you running or are you just out for a stroll? But anyway, this is
just
profound.
Just trying to enjoy the day, you know.
You're blocking up the streets, though. Mm. Some people need to get by. You know what I mean?
Hurry up.
Right. Did you see that? Someone was at the Boston Marathon with a hurry up sign and posted it and said, hey, we're representing.
Oh, oh my God.
And I was
so
like,
funny.
That is awesome.
Send.
Great. Anyway, this lady ran it again, but that's pretty cool. She was out there in her 20s as a 20-year-old. And they tried to rip her number.
How dare they?
And keep her from doing her thing. Bogus. Anyway. Traveling solo. You ever done it? All by yourself, gone somewhere. And I don't mean down to the McDonald's to cry behind the trash can. I mean for real.
That is a
trip.
Solo mission, for sure. I don't think so.
You?
Well, what do you mean? Like
travel by yourself.
Taking a flight?
Yeah, I mean, I've taken a flight by myself.
No, go on vacation by yourself.
I don't believe I've done that.
No, I don't think so.
I do it all the time. It's phenomenal.
Hooman has done it and does do it. Just got back from a solo mission.
Thank you so much.
I need someone to watch out for me.
Especially these days.
That's the truth, you know? You never know what I'm going to get into.
Over 20,000 travelers voted online, and Amsterdam took the top spot if you're going to travel alone.
I'm going there for a wedding.
Oh,
they say
fun.
People are really Thanks. Friendly. It's not hard to find someone to hang out with. Plus, you can get everywhere on a bike.
Mm.
Whose wedding?
My buddy Red. She's marrying this girl named Kalina. And hey, I don't know why he's doing it in Amsterdam. Super inconvenient. I really hope they have stuff planned for us. I don't want this to be one of those weddings where you only go to the ceremony. You're trying to figure out stuff what to do while
There's
you're there.
There's tons to do there.
Yeah, Amsterdam
just walk
has
around
a
the
red
city,
light district.
Right.
They have pot bars. You're gonna...
Just walking around the streets is amazing. The architecture is huge. You go to the Anne Frank house.
There you go.
Wow, okay. That'll
Take
be
a
depressing.
Tour on the canals.
Jeez. Anne Frank house. Oh, my
it's
God.
It's cool.
So it's either hookers or being completely depressed.
You can have both, even.
Well, you could go look at tulips.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Right. What time of year is it going to be?
I think it's July.
Al, I don't know how many tulips are left in
during
July.
Our vacation?
I hope so. We'll see.
Yeah, because I don't want you tacking on another week.
All right, boy.
An extra week's of vacation doesn't seem right. I'm going to tack some weeks on, too.
Helsinki, Finland comes in at 2 for traveling alone. Berlin, Germany. Australia. Actually, they say Canberra. I don't know. I probably said that wrong.
I think that's
Where's
right.
Where's Canberra?
Southeast Australia. They say it's 70 miles from the ocean, though, but that's a spot. Vienna, Austria, Brussels, Madrid, Dublin. Far. I went to Hawaii alone once.
I think our old intern, Brock, is at Canberra. He's a professional lacrosse player down there now. So if you guys all go.
He's coaching or he's playing?
He's playing.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice. I don't know what else to say about that, but that's good to know. I want interns again. I'm
Way
so
to stay
sad.
In touch, though, Hooman. Good job.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, they all reach out every once in a while. So, especially when you travel, if somebody is where you are, you immediately meet up.
Yeah.
Well, you're good about being on social media, so people know where you are, and you know, and then you check back after you post something.
Right.
Sometimes I'll throw stuff up there, and like 2 weeks later, I'm like, oh, my friend was near there. Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, well.
Oops.
A survey from BuzzFeed asked people to rank what's cool or not.
Okay.
Vaping is not cool.
Comes in
at number 10 on the list of cool things, as 83% said that is not cool.
Well, that's good that people don't think it's cool. Like, maybe the kids will stop doing it.
Smoking cigarettes also not cool.
Agreed. Being addicted to nicotine in general, not cool.
Yeah, there's nothing cool about being something's bitch.
Right. Which you are. You might think you own that, but it owns you.
It's fine when you have access to it all the time, but then when you can't get your cigarette and you're all twitchy and weird.
Bitchy.
And cranky. That's just stupid. Mm. Or you're the guy on the airplane. I've been this guy before. You're the guy on the airplane with a cigarette out in your hand and a lighter, and you just want to get off the plane so you can run to fresh air to light up.
Mm-hmm.
So you can breathe smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're binging.
Mm-hmm.
You been that guy?
I have been that guy.
So stupid.
You can't bring lighters anymore, though, right?
I don't know. No, I haven't smoked since 2006.
I think John always gets matches when we fly.
Oh, he must be that guy. Or what, is he chewing gum or doing something else?
Well, yeah, there are some options nowadays.
Yeah, he will use the
e-cig,
vape, whatever, right. The e-cig, whatever it's called. Yeah.
Oh, thank God I can live. I can go on with my
life. Smoke! God, I couldn't handle all that clean oxygen. Stupid. Anyway, let's see here. Having lots of Instagram followers, 33% not cool, 25% cool. So it comes in on the not cool list. Hmm. Smoking weed?
Cool.
Not cool.
Oh, what? Come on, man. They're just legalizing it. As soon as something's legal, it's not cool anymore.
Being into obscure music?
Hipster doofus. It's cool.
It is cool, you're right. It. Being really into sports?
Not cool.
It's so cool.
Oh, it is.
Sorry, it's really cool. Being into nerd culture is also cool.
Yeah, Comic-Con people. Super cool. Right, Hooman?
Hell yeah.
Hooman, we watched this show called Iron Fist. Hooman wanted to give us the backstory so bad.
You wouldn't let him?
It wasn't that. He just didn't want to. He didn't want to give anything away. So you could tell, though, he just wanted to tell us so much stuff.
In the comic world, Iron Fist is a big deal. So him and Daredevil. So I don't. But it's fine because we're watching it, and I'm hopeful that it's going to be good. But I'm, like I said, I'm willing to jump over to Narcos whenever you're ready.
There's only 13 episodes of that.
You are going to love Narcos.
You can jump to Narcos.
All right. Such a trip. Beards still coming in at cool. Tattoos still come in as cool. And piercings still come in as cool, which I'm a little surprised by.
So I guess we can tell who's taking this quiz on BuzzFeed.
Right.
Being into super obscure music, plus tattoos, piercings, and... Okay.
How much time do I have? Lots?
You have a little, yep. I wouldn't say lots. But...
This one's ranked NC-17.
Oh. Ooh, exciting. All right. Listen up, adults.
Good parenting.
People have, for the most part, stopped buying porn. I mean, there it is on the internet.
I don't understand how it's a billion-dollar business because it seems super free.
Well, I think some people... want to see it in
like they're aficionados,
HD,
right?
And they want to.
I see.
Have it.
Oh,
you know,
not have to search for it. Oh, that's my fave. I'm going to buy that.
There's been things along the way where I found something I really liked, which was and even tame. I showed you that one thing I really liked. It was a lady,
sort of smooshing on a bed,
cricketing on a pillow. If you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. I've never been able to find it again. I lost it for good.
I'm so sorry.
But anyway, so maybe that's why people buy. 18% of women say they watch porn daily.
Wow.
That's a big number, isn't it?
It is a big number.
9% watch multiple times a day.
Wow.
Well, you guys can just fire those things off. You know what I mean. Don't give me that weird look. Right, she does. She's all right.
I mean, I suppose if you wanted to, you could. But I'm just, you know, like scratch that itch. See you in a week.
A week?
Yeah.
A week.
It's different for girls. Well, not for all girls, apparently. 9% of them multiple times a day.
46% say their tastes in porn have changed significantly over the past 5 years as they've checked out new genres.
Well, that's the thing. There's so much more available.
Well,
now.
And it's categorized.
Right.
When you go to those sites, there's, you know.
You think your fetish is weird until you get online and go, oh, this is a whole thing. All right, great. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
I often go for the vintage.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's how it's classified, everyone, if you want to find the.
People who are now old, dusty.
Oh, well,
back in
their
heyday in the 70s.
Yes, exactly right. 28% prefer a video where the female character is in the dominant role.
28%?
Yeah. Right. You like to watch that?
I don't think I've ever specifically. Usually, it seems like the two people are coming into it on the same footing, and both have agreed that this is going to happen. I don't watch like dominatrix stuff or submissive stuff, so I don't really notice that one person's in control or not. Usually, it's just the director who's in control, right?
61% think that porn. Oh, 61% don't think that porn has improved their actual sex life, just their
alone sex life.
Right.
Hey, so Sarah just brought up a really interesting thing, which is, you know, how is it a billion-dollar industry when it's all free? Forbes did this really amazing article that I just finished reading, and
that's quick.
You're right. You're right that the numbers are inflated, but for them to get the amount that they're coming up with, they're looking at pay-per-view, cable, satellite, websites, in-room hotel movies, phone sex, sex toys, magazines.
Oh,
that makes sense. That also, sure. I was thinking that, you know, those shady websites, they're probably, you know, hacking into your bank account while you're sitting there using their site. So more than likely, you've lost your Social Security number.
That's got to be worth
your
something.
Your money. Right. I mean, they've got it all.
Selling all your info to third-party people.
There you are. Sure. There you are, hunched over your laptop, and your whole life is just...
Fantastic. All right. Right after this, Shazam!
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.